From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. On today's episode, we interview comedian Josh Wolf. We talk about how the fuck do you make a marriage work? How do you know it's the one? If someone sets you up on a date and you don't go, how do you fix that?
How do you come back from that? And it's our 400th episode of Guys We Fucked, so we want to thank you so much for being with us throughout this wild goddamn ride.
This is so cool. We're still going. If you want to continue listening and continue supporting the show, you can get a subscription to Luminary, where you can hear the rest of this episode for as low as $2.99 a month when you sign up for the annual plan.
Anyway,
my friend.
Yeah.
You can't just put a fist in a pussy.
I know you can't. Now, I thought you were talking about an asshole, first of all.
Or an asshole.
Okay. You keep switching sides. You said the asshole.
I'm talking about both. Okay. Hold the hole, Josh.
I know you can't just jump in with a fist, but you work in and eventually you get
right,
to the,
but I don't think you ever eventually go
it
to
that. It has
head.
To be possible. I hate to interject, but I've seen people eat a whole bowl of cereal out of someone's asshole.
True. Thank you, Michael Che, for showing me that video.
We want to see it. We both saw the same video. It went around comedy.
Michael Che goes,
hey, look at this.
But I don't want to see it.
Oh, I have...
I love that because like there's so many audiences who like can't believe the jokes we tell on stage, and then meanwhile in the green room we're watching people eat bowls of cereal
out of a gaping asshole.
Okay? Cancel us now.
I have some of the worst videos on my like.
Oh, let's talk about that.
I love
your phone or on your computer?
On my phone.
Oh, that you took?
No. Oh. People send me.
He just shared
people
them,
send you?
Yeah, I like terrible.
Like guy friends or women friends?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah, I like That's weird nice. Shit, and so people send
what
me
What kind of weird shit?
I'm into anything besides injuries. I don't like seeing breaks and blood. And
that's where he draws the line. That's nice.
I'm just like, I don't need, that's not for me.
Well,
but.
Purposeful injury. Sometimes you accidentally get injured and you're like, didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, but not terrible.
Thank God they seem to enjoy it in Two Girls, One Cup, you know?
Uh-huh. What's the wildest video that you've enjoyed?
Well, I enjoy them all.
Okay, well, we're asking for some specifics.
We need a review, yeah.
I think the one that really got me was the very first time I saw a giant prolapsed asshole, the dude just put it in his mouth, and I was like, didn't
you liked it?
No, but I watched it like 10 times. I was like, does that fit in his? How does that get
assholes
from there to
very,
here?
Assholes are very
crazy.
They can stretch.
I had no idea.
Stretch.
Wow. But then when he put it in the mouth without wiping it down, I was like, this dude's a hero.
Keep your prolapsed asshole to yourself, you know?
That's my
I have that on my phone if you want to see it in the back.
I'm 100% going to ask you to watch that. Please don't break that promise.
Oh,
to
no,
me.
No, I won't. I enjoy it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But okay,
there's a bunch of them. There's one that I have, okay, and I like it because it takes you down a different path.
The prolapsed asshole one took me down.
It starts with a person backing out of a driveway. And I was like, why is he sending me this? And then it just cuts to a giant man holding a smaller man in his arms.
Okay.
But, and this is where I'm saying fisting, playing his asshole like a cello.
Whoa.
Now, there was prep in that
like
you did not
this,
see.
And the small guy is so calm. He's just...
Right, because he probably have had a series of butt plugs that have gotten eventually bigger over time that have been in his asshole for like the last week for that nap.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't put down what he did over the
last
week.
Right, yeah, they never do. Porn just shows you the good parts, but
they don't show you all the work it took to get
there.
Never.
They don't put all the hard work in.
The negotiations, you don't get any of that. That's
it's not a math problem. Don't show your work. You know?
So back to your wife. You went on that first date and it was real cute and romantic.
Yep.
And then you hid in a closet and said, "Mom and Dad, I'm going to marry her." And they're like, "Calm down."
But why were you in the closet?
You know what? I felt so nervous for whatever reason.
Oh, you were vulnerable. Yeah.
I felt so nervous telling them because I had been wrong before. You know what I mean?
I know what that's like.
You're like, this is the fifth call we've got this year. Josh.
I've been wrong before.
Wait, was this the first time you told your parents this? Oh, okay,
so that's a difference. So I was going to ask you, what's the difference? Because when you've been wrong before, what is the difference between this time and the other times?
For me personally, is that I, and this is speaks a lot to my age and speaks a lot to who I had been with before. But I had the most important thing. I had so much respect for her as a person that I was so attracted to how confident she was that it was
like in the Matrix.
Yeah. And
I never heard a man say this.
I was so attracted.
That's wonderful.
To how confident she was and how she did her own thing and that we liked each other. And we got along together. But she would tell me, "Hey, I need some time by myself." And I'd be like, "Cool, yeah, go do whatever you
do." Oh, like when you were dating, she's like, "Anytime, I can't be with you." Yeah. But well, she didn't want to make this a codependent, like,
Yeah, and so I had so much respect for her. Outside of that, I just liked being with her, and she was beautiful.
Had she had healthy relationships up until you?
No.
The way you worded that was amazing.
No.
It was like, obviously, until you know, when she fucked it up.
Because that, to me, tells me, because I'm writing the wrong comment in my head, people can have fucked up partners, and then meet another person who's also had fucked up partners, and it clicks.
Yeah,
of course.
Happened.
Yeah.
So I'm just making sure that that's possible. Put that in my spank.
Put that in your book. Yeah, you're going to like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. She had just come off a really fucked up relationship. But I mean, that's the whole, like, it's luck of the draw.
Yeah.
It really
is. Well, because there's so much that drives why you are attracted to a person. Like, any of your unhealthy relationships, I don't care which one, but, like, what about it was keeping you in there? Like, what was the unhealthy factor in you and how you felt about yourself? Because it's usually always a reflection of how we feel about ourselves if our romantic life is in shambles. Because I feel like that's where it shows up the most, is in romance and in sex. So, like, what was it about you that you either had to figure out, or it just wasn't meshing and you finally met someone where, oh, this is healthy?
I was a fixer.
Cheers, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, that sounded
all
like,
the fixers
that
in
sounded
the
like an involuntary noise came out of his mouth.
You touched his soul.
Or fisted his asshole. That would have been that noise.
You touched his soul with your fist.
That man's heart is prolapsed.
Nice.
You prolapsed my heart, man.
Holy shit.
But wait, what was the... Like, how unhealthy was your shit before her? Like, how unhealthy
like,
was
what,
it?
What types of people were you trying to fix? Like, what were the scenarios with these fixings?
Well...
Were you really oblivious and everyone was like, "Josh, come on."
Yes.
So what did that look like that you didn't see in the moment? Like, I dated a guy that was just a real bummer for 7 years, and then everyone told me, like, we never liked him for 1 second. And I was like, oh, really? It did shock me. Yeah. It really did.
Let me take that back. I saw it. I was scared. I thought the devil that I knew was better than the one that I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I was going to have the kids. And I had to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Like, so and that I just kind of had you just put your adult.
Yeah, but look, man, you know, I don't want to say also, and because it's wrong to, and I, for people to think that she was the only one who did wrong things in the relationship.
Because it's always two stories.
Everything's 50%.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're only 50%. Getting your side, and that's okay. Yeah.
And so, but my side is the right one. No. I just didn't think that I was going to find anything else. And what was I going to do single with 3 kids and all that stuff? So much of it is just age and experience. And because I think in your 20s, you
listening.
Know, you're pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and we all were.
And I don't mean intelligent dumb.
But I have a therapist that I work with who's like specializes in trauma, and she's like, your brain is not fully developed until you're at least 25.
Yeah.
25. Your brain is not fully developed. So these decisions that you're making are fucking not.
And a lot of the times you making decisions on experiences, especially early in your life, that you've never had before.
Right.
And so as you get older, you have like a list. So when I say they're dumb, I don't mean they're dumb like intelligent.
They're uninformed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's just life.
It's
right?
part of the beauty of being 20, and it's part of the pain that you will realize later of being 20.
Yeah, 100%.
But also, too, it's the fact that like no one has shown unconditional love ever once in their life except by a dog.
Yeah.
Or an animal. I'm serious. So, like, whose parents loved them unconditionally?
I'll tell you what.
Unconditionally.
I mean, look at the same guy who grunted.
You did raise your hand as if your parents loved unconditionally. So good for fucking you. Do they want another kid? Maybe your parents need to up their standards. unconditional. Relax.
But, I mean, you know, I think because of that, we're just all walking wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to realize that.
My theory is that kids are born 98% as good as they're going to be, and it's your parents' job not to fuck you up.
And every parent does.
You can't help it, man.
Right, totally. And
you can't help it.
And it's rarely with bad intentions of like, I'm going to fuck my kid up. Everyone does the best that they know how to do. If they weren't shown what love is, how could they teach you what love is? They can only teach you what they know.
But knowing that, why would you want to be a parent knowing that? Because for me, that's...
I don't want to be a parent.
No, I'm asking Josh. Yeah, we know you want to be a parent.
That's a big pass. You know what? I'm gonna fucking adopt a 17-year-old when I'm like 80.
By the way,
and
great idea.
Best time. Yeah,
I think
I'll adopt like an older kid.
Every year, adopt a 17-year-old. They can help you around the house. They can clean up and shit. And then you send them to college, and you're good.
No, but like I feel like I'm like I know trauma. I can fucking whatever your shit is. I can handle it. I'm not intimidated.
This is like when you call 911 too frequently. You think this is a way better idea than this? You're gonna have murdered in your own bed, Christina.
That might happen, but at least I did it with an open heart.
I do mean that.
I'm laughing and crying at the same time. Girl.
An open heart and an open skull from that stab wound, Christina. She's gonna wake up.
What if
like
I got stabbed in the heart? What a metaphor, huh?
Christina wakes up like the horse in The Godfather, and she's looking down at herself, but like you did a good thing, girlfriend.
That's beautiful. Both sad and happy at the same time. Oh, God.
I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our interview with Josh Wolf, episode 400 of Guys We Fucked. If you want to listen to the whole thing or whole things from other brilliant comedians like Dave Chappelle or Michael Rapaport or Roxane Gay or Lena Dunham, they're not comedians, but they're brilliant minds. Head on over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month when you sign up for their annual plan.
Enjoy.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.